from auctionbytes.com. It's e-commerce industry soundbites.
Christopher Payne is head of eBay Marketplaces North America. This morning he presented the keynote at Internet Retailer. Hi, Christopher.
Hi, Ina.
Can you tell us about the new social shopping feature you announced today?
Yeah, the feature that we announced today is a follow-on. We've been doing a few things in the space today, but the basic premise for us in social commerce is that commerce is inherently an activity where people want to have conversations with others. And now we're trying to connect the social graph, in this case of Facebook, with eBay to try to enable those conversations. What a person will be able to do later this year is they can go find a set of products they're considering to buy, they can put them in a tray on eBay, and then they can invite their friends on Facebook to comment on those. It's a polling mechanism. So you can say, hey, tell me which one I should buy of these dresses. That then goes to Facebook and to whoever they want to see it. The thing that's interesting is that their friends can comment and vote on it. Their friends can also add other dresses that they think would be better for that person. And then at the end, the person gets all the results. They're published on Facebook and they're published on eBay. And then hopefully they'll buy something at the end of that. The basic idea, though, is that the conversation is now happening. Just as it wasn't in the physical world, we're now trying to bring that into the online space.
Okay, so when you see the tray, the person who is signed in and shopping on eBay sees that,
yes,
and can add those items, but the seller can't see it, other buyers can't see it until that shopper actually posts it to their Facebook account?
That is correct. And the person that's shopping has control over who sees that, if anyone, on Facebook.
You talked about the passion, and you're talking about the conversation, bringing conversation back to shopping. So I'm really curious, is this a feature that's focused on fashion, or can shoppers of collectibles also use this feature?
Yeah, it's definitely not focused on fashion, and it'll be a capability that anyone will be able to use. I chose to do fashion today because that's what the team had mocked up. They have an example with a computer as well. So our goal would be to make it whatever people are interested in shopping for. It's not particular to fashion.
And what's the relationship with Facebook in terms of, are you just simply using their API, or do you have any kind of in-depth relationship with Facebook?
Well, we do have a relationship with Facebook, but we'll just be using their standard APIs. We worked with them on group gifting, which was our other project we launched last year to help people pool money on Facebook so they could buy a gift for somebody. There, we were granted the ability to send an email into the person's inbox because they found the scenario so valuable. So we have a very good relationship with Facebook, but we're just using they've done a great job building APIs, and we're using those APIs to build these experiences.
Do you have any statistics on how much the group buying feature is being used? I saw the slide, and I do see it on eBay.
Yeah.
Is it surfaced on every single product, and do you have any stats?
Yeah, I don't have any stats on group gifting, and, I would say at this point it's still very, very early. So it won't be – it's not significant at this point. I think also our implementation for the fall – last fall was a little bit more complicated than it needed to be. So you'll see us do a rev of it. The thing I like about it is I think the scenario, the customer benefit, is compelling, but it's yet to sort of to hit critical mass. And I think that's true of social right now. I think the thing that I was talking about in the talk today is that I think everyone should be experimenting and trying new things and adapting and learning and seeing what works. And group gifting's in that camp for us. I think a lot of companies are just putting their stores on Facebook, and I don't see much customer benefit from that. Okay, maybe they're slightly closer to the Facebook conversation, but how far away were they? They're one click away on the web. The bar for me, and the thing we're focused on, is trying to add value to the customer and solving customer problems with this new technology. And group gifting, I think, does that. We're going to have to keep working if we're going to get it to take off. And if it does, great. And if it doesn't, we'll continue to experiment. Our philosophy is going to be to try a whole bunch of things.
And so in your personal opinion, do you think that Facebook really is going to be the winner in the social space, you know, not talking about e-commerce, but just in terms of social?
I don't know, actually. I actually think, you know, Twitter is an amazing force in this space. You saw the iPhone 5 announcement probably a few weeks ago where, you know, Jobs put it into Twitter integration into the iPhone. I think there are some scenarios that are very interesting with Twitter. There are many forces in the social world. YouTube is a phenom in the social world. So I don't think it's a foregone conclusion, actually. I think it's a wide-open space right now.
Is eBay doing anything with Twitter or YouTube at this point?
Nothing to announce yet. Nothing to announce yet.
Okay. Tell us about Milo Fetch. You announced it this morning, and Milo is the company you acquired that lets local inventory appear on eBay. So what is the announcement from this morning?
Yeah, Milo's vision is to bring every product on every shelf in every store and make that available in real time online. It's an audacious vision. It's one of the reasons we really liked Jack Abraham and his company and brought them on. And today what we're trying to do, most of the products that we bring online today with Milo have been the large merchants. We've been working with larger merchants doing custom solutions to bring their inventory online. Our vision is to get everything. And so today, what we launch is a plugin that's going to be in beta that is available for Quicken Point of Sale. It's one of the leaders for small businesses for inventory management. And what they can do is then just in a few clicks connect their inventory from Quicken Point of Sale to Milo, and then Milo then brings that to eBay, they bring it to mobile, they bring it to Red Laser, they bring it to Milo.com. And so it's a very exciting moment for me because eBay is all about working for everything and everybody. For me, to bring ubiquitous selection and choice online. And this will be the starting point for us. The truth about the small business market, though, is incredibly fragmented. I was highlighting that at the conference today. You know, pen and paper, Excel spreadsheets are perhaps the norm. So we'll have to keep going with this. Quicken Point of Sale won't be the last thing that we do in this area. We want to make the tools and capabilities to make it easy for small merchants to bring their inventory online. And the reason we think that's exciting is they then instantly get access to millions of buyers, and we're hoping that by giving the buyers more choice, we'll be able to generate foot traffic to the store and ultimately sales.
Are you concerned at all with search, how this impacts search? Because somebody puts in a search for an item, now not only are they getting the traditional eBay sellers, they're getting the large manufacturers and large retailers, and now they're getting local brick-and-mortar inventory. Is it all too much for the shopper?
this is a good problem to have. My background is in search, and it is a hard problem. We have 200 million items on the site today for sale. Now we're adding and local. The thing that's cool about that for me is it's our job to figure out how to make that make sense for the user. So if we just jam it in and don't rationally rank it and don't build the user interface appropriately, you bet we could confuse people. But I think we can build it in a way that will give the control to the buyer in a way that makes sense for them. Right now we've chosen in our garden, I'm sure you've seen it, where we've created a tab metaphor where local is off to the side. The same was true in our product-based experience. I think that's an interesting starting point. Over time we'll get more sophisticated about when we know local intent for a query. We'll learn more over time, and that should help us build a more informed experience. But I view that as our job. I would never want to say eBay's mission would be to not have universal choice because the search problem was too difficult. I'd much rather figure out, because I think this, I'm an optimist. I think the search problem is solvable.
We'll find out in the holiday season how all these changes are going to impact searching. But I wanted to ask you to talk about changes. X.commerce sounds really interesting. You're agreed to acquire Magento. What can eBay sellers expect as a result of X.commerce? Because it's easy to understand developer programs merging, but what does it really mean for eBay sellers?
Yeah, I'm not the leader of X.commerce. It's still in its early phases. But what I believe about X.commerce, and I said it today, is that our mission is to help connect buyers and sellers here. Part of that mission is at eBay.com. But we're now beginning to combine our assets, eBay, PayPal, our developer networks, agreed to acquire Magento, GSI. The basic idea here is to use those combined capabilities and the developer network that supports them to empower commerce scenarios for merchants that just don't happen at the walls, within the walls of eBay. And so this is building an e-commerce platform that can help, you know, a merchant build their own web presence, their own mobile presence, their own social presence eventually, those types of things, using our capabilities. And obviously one of the options will be to integrate with eBay and do a great job with that. We think the combination is very powerful. You've got the demand generation capabilities of eBay, all of the things we've learned in terms of building commerce solutions on eBay, same true with PayPal. You combine that with the developer network that now quite big, 60,000 developers on PayPal, a large number on eBay. Combine that with the Magento community, we think it'll be a fantastic addition to the eBay model. And to show its importance, John has made it a new division within the company, and so it will be at the same level as eBay and PayPal, but it is us entering the platform space.
eBay is really doing a lot with, like I said, the large merchants. They're bringing on board large retailers, and they're also now doing things with brick-and-mortar retailers. So I can't end this interview without asking for our readers, which are typically long-time small sellers,
yep,
who sell on eBay, maybe trying their success on other marketplaces and pro stores and Magento as well.
Yes.
Let me just ask you, what are you doing for those traditional eBay sellers?
Yeah, I think, you know, the thing I want to be very clear on is eBay's mission is to connect buyers and sellers, period. So my objective is to make eBay a wonderful place for consumer sellers, small sellers, and big sellers. And I think there's enough room to make that work for everybody. And the uniqueness of eBay, when you talk to somebody about eBay and what's exciting about it, you get the stories. I know you've talked to lots of customers about eBay, but they talk about the unique thing that they bought, the exciting thing that they bought, the thing that fulfilled their passion. And the only way eBay ever gets that is if it brings a large 25 million and growing group of sellers, and that they thrive on the marketplace. What are we doing? You know, we're doing a lot to make eBay a better marketplace. I would say over the last 2 years, I've been at eBay for about 2.5 years, our focus has been a couple things. One is we've been trying to make a more trusted marketplace. We've been adding programs like buyer protection. We've been adding programs like Top Rated to reward those sellers that deliver the best, most trusted experience. That reward comes in terms of financials. It also comes in terms of incremental promotion in search. I think that the marketplace for our best sellers, whether they be small or large, that those programs are about quality, not quantity, it's a significantly better place. The other thing that we've been doing is building a much better technology solution to make it easier for our customers to find what they're looking for. I know prior to my role on running North America, which I took last year, I ran search for the last year and a half. I'm very pleased with our progress in making search more relevant and bringing the relevant items to the top. That journey is not over. It is a hard problem, and we will continue to work on that. But that helps all of our merchants because it brings the right stuff to the top, as opposed to it just being ads, or which is what it was 2 years ago. It's now significantly more relevant than it was. The commitment that I'll make is that I want eBay to be a vibrant marketplace all the way from the smallest guy all the way to the biggest guy, and I will continue to be vigilant about that.
Great. Well, I appreciate you spending the time with us, Chris.
Thank you very much.
That was Christopher Payne. He heads eBay Marketplaces North America. I'm Ina Steiner, reporting for Auction Bytes.